Somebody once said that Rome is a lovely lake of time, but it is all too easy to drown in it. A tourist, one story goes, told by the hotel clerk his room number was 450, asked groggily after a day of sightseeing, B.C. or A.D. No other city has been so studied, analyzed, and written about, yet nobody really knows who founded Rome, when or why, or even what her name means. Likeliest of many theories is that the name comes from an aboriginal word, Rumon, meaning the town by the river, from Rome's location on the Tiber. As to its founding, legend pinpoints the date as 753 B.C., although recent excavations indicate that the site was inhabited much earlier. Legend also names its founder as Romulus, one of the twin boys left exposed to die by jealous relatives, but who, suckled by a she-wolf, lived to found Rome on the Palatine Hill. Some say it was no real wolf at all, but a peasant wet nurse who, because of her loose morals, was named the Wolf. It is this mixture of legend and history which has given Rome the golden patina that so charms visitors. Every stone is a story, every legend a delight, and there is no end to them. One day, for instance, while looking up a telephone number, I noticed that the name Proietti took more space in the directory than any other, nearly five full columns. I wondered why, asked, and found a typical Roman story.